All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you wonderful, wonderful, lovely people. You already know who it is. It is your friendly Apex Alpha, and we have a really interesting topic. This actually is a topic that hits kind of close to home for me, so I hope it helps. This was requested by one of my dear community members of Wolfpack, so I am happy to indulge and communicate and respond to this topic in particular. So we're gonna start off with the quote. So it's a couple of quotes actually. So it says, the quote says, "I drink to make other people more interesting." That was one by Ernest Hemingway. Another one is, "I tried to give up drugs by drinking," and that was by Lou Reed. And when you, the last one is, "When you stop drinking, you have to deal with this marvelous personality that started you drinking in the first place." So pretty much by probably all of the quotes, you can guess what this subject is about. The subject for today is liquor, more so like intoxication, substance addiction, things like that. And this one hits so close home for me because I've dealt with it in my family, and even some of my friends, I've seen the results of what liquor does to people. Like, it can make a person not seem like themselves. It can make a person change their ways. It can make a person hurt themselves. It can make a person drown themselves in sorrow and all this type of things. Now, I'm not against drinking, but I am with drinking responsibly. And by drinking responsibly, I'm not just talking about legal drinking. Oh, also, excuse my allergies, they're kicking my butt. I'm talking about drinking responsibly, meaning knowing your limits, meaning knowing not to drown yourself in your sorrows when it comes to drinking or any substance for that matter. The one that really sticks out to me when it comes to the quotes is the one where it says, "When you stop drinking, you have to deal with this marvelous personality that started you drinking in the first place." And now, once again, that was by Jimmy Breslin. Now, it is my belief that when people do substances or when they abuse substances, it's usually to get away from their reality. Now, me personally, I've never been a fan of vacations just due to the fact that vacations to me is like escaping reality and then I have to come back to it. I would rather improve my reality than escape it, because at the end of the day, your reality is what you have to come back to on a day-to-day basis than, you know, going off on an adventure and escaping it and things like that. So an example of this, me and my brother Kevin, you already know Kevin, he the one that works out with me, Bully_Games, Minotaur Madness, my mans. We have a great time no matter where we at, whether we at work, whether we in the gym. It's always educational. We have purposeful conversations. You know, it's always good. We be high off life. Like, you would definitely think that we took something, but we haven't. We don't. We don't indulge in any substances like that or overindulge in any substances like that either. So it's like, you can create a better environment for you to thrive in on a day-to-day basis based upon what you surround and who you surround yourself with. And that goes back into what we were talking about in previous podcasts about surrounding yourself with positive energy, you know, controlling the environment around you and controlling yourself. So it is definitely important to understand that you have the power over yourself, that these substances, liquor, drugs, they don't have control, they don't have dominion over you. You have control and dominion over you. So with that being said, today's mantra is once again one of my favorites, also said by one of my favorite mentors, you know, Eric Thomas, is "I can, I will, I must." I can, I will, I must. And we're going to say it one more time. I can, I will, I must. I can overcome any type of liquor addiction or substance. I will overcome any type of liquor addiction or substance. I must overcome any type of liquor addiction or substance. You have this ability inside of you. And like I said, I'm not against it. I believe that when you have fun with liquor, it can lighten up the mood. You know, it could break those barriers if you're a stiff. basically. Like, if it's a, it can't help as an icebreaker, take the edge off things like that. It's good for, you know, some social engagements. You know, it's fun. It's meant to be fun. It's not meant for you to hide behind. It's not meant for you to use it as a form of hiding a depression or some type of abuse. That's not what it's meant for. It's meant to be fun. And when that thing changes, when it becomes more, what is the word I'm looking for? When it becomes more toxic, when it becomes more poisonous to your person, that's when it becomes a problem. And it's up to you to figure out when it becomes a problem. And it's okay to get help. It's definitely okay to get help, which is why I have two numbers that if you or someone else is having a problem with addiction or alcoholism, and it's just for you to call. They're both they're confidential 24/7, and you could just call them and at least start something, try something, check it out, because everybody needs help and a closed mouth doesn't get fed. So the Alcohol Anonymous help number, it's 1-855-949-3519. And I'll say it again a little bit slower. And you can write it down. 855-949-3519. And this is the Alcoholic Anonymous help number. Okay. And then for the next number is for substance and mental abuse. Sometimes alcoholism is created, alcohol or substance abuse is created from something that you have went through in your past, either as a child or as an adult or something like that. And, you know, you can't, basically, you don't want to put a band-aid on a bullet wound. Like, you go get help for alcoholism. Alcoholism is the problem. It's actually mental abuse that you suffer from that could be pertaining to, you know, a parent or a family member or a loved one or something like that. Just something in your past. So you got to get to the root of the problem in order to alleviate the problem as a whole. So the substance and mental abuse number, it is 1-800-662-HELP or 4357. So I'm going to say it again, 1-800-662-4357. And that is the substance and mental abuse number. And once again, it is okay to get help. Sometimes we don't have those roads or pathways in our life to help us get through those difficult times. So sometimes we do have to extend our reach and ask for help, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. If I don't understand something or I need to know something, I'm gonna ask for help. Like, I rarely watch TV. So with the voting that's going on today is November 3rd, I didn't know about all the candidates, all of everything that was going on. And that's because, once again, you know, my good news versus my bad news. The news is a lot of bad news. My good news, you know, reading my books, helping people, that sort of thing. So I didn't know about what was going on and everything. So this morning, woke up at 6 a.m. and I did my research to figure out who I was voting for and everything. So do your research. And if you can't do your research, go ask for someone that has done research in order to help you. And also, go vote. It's very important. Each vote count. Do your research the same way I did. Even though I'm not super political, your vote still matters. And some vote is better than no vote, because no vote could leave us in a worse situation. And that's not what we want. All right, so once again, just to go over everything, abuse of any type is not cool. Be it mental, spiritual, physical, financial, any type of abuse is not okay. All right. So if you need help, ask for help. It's a lot of people that are willing to help. Even I'm willing to help if you reach out to me, which you can do on all my forms of social media. Easiest way to do that is to go to wolfhulkgaming.com, wolfhulkgaming.com, and it's all together. You know, all my social media is on there. Also, the fundraiser that we're doing for the Children's Hospital is on there too, going until November 7th if you want to donate to that. But you can extend yourself or just even comment on this podcast today, and you know, it might help somebody. Share it with your family, friends, loved ones, enemies. It could help somebody. And that's the whole goal of these podcasts. It's the whole purpose of the Alpha Brand, is to work to build a better you and those around you. And the only way that I can do that, as me being me, is if you share it for me. You know, to help one person at a time. That's the whole entire goal. So the question for today is, do you or a friend need help? Just, you know, take a second to think. And just remember that alcoholism, it goes into a whole sorts of things. It can go to anger problems. It could go into sadness. It can go into depression. It can go into obesity. It could go into blood pressure. It could go into cholesterol. It could just go into a whole world of problems. And remember, I've worked in the healthcare field. I've seen how people suffering from alcoholism, it messes them up mentally, which messes them up physically, which takes them out of work. You know, which is probably some, which may be some of the homeless that we see on the streets. So before it gets to that degree, before somebody, you know, another person is 6 feet under, let's try to help somebody. Let's try to help our people around. So once again, this is your friendly Apex Alpha, trying to make the world a better place, and it helps when you help me. So please share, rate, comment this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And it's your boy Apex Alpha signing out. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.